Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Patrick Balcony has been released from prison due to ill health almost 5 months to the day after his incarceration began. The former mayor of Levallois-Perret had been serving a 5-year sentence for aggravated money laundering. Last night, Balcony left the prison healthcare facility in Paris looking very emaciated. He was released under judicial supervision without bail. The Court of Appeal had agreed to yet another request for his release. His wife, Isabelle Balcony, spoke to journalists saying that her happiness was off the scale and that on hearing the news, she had leapt up from the couch like a madwoman. She described her excitement as being akin to a 2-year-old's and that the couple planned to spend the evening with their cats and dogs. Emmanuel Macron will be at the foot of Mont Blanc today to announce a series of measures to protect the highest peak in Europe from overcrowding. Having arrived in the Haute-Savoie, the president will be expected at the Mer de Glace, which has become a symbol of global warming. Meanwhile, in Paris, a new round of negotiations is due to begin on pension reforms. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe will be meeting with social partners in Matignon. The main topic for today will be the strenuousness of work and senior citizen employment in the workforce. In the meantime, the government's first version of the bill on pension reform will be making a return to the Assemblée Nationale on Monday. With the country still quavering from Ciara, now France is hit by Storm Inès. 4 départements on the north coast have been put on orange weather alert. The Manche, Calvados, Seine-Maritime and the Somme are all on standby for strong winds and heavy waves. And finally, 2 of France's coronavirus patients have been cured. The Chinese couple in their 30s left Paris's Hôpital Bichat yesterday. They met the conditions of extreme safety protocol. More than 9 cases of the disease have been detected in France, including 1 in Bordeaux, 3 in Paris, and 5 British nationals infected in the Haute-Savoie. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.